Hi. The second project work is related to what I told you last time, that the AI revolution will oblige us to look for our true activity in life, as our jobs will lose importance. There already existed a society in which people dedicated themselves to the pursuit of their true activities, not of work. It was the society of the ancient Greeks. They too, in fact, already had all their basic needs covered by the technology of their times. Slavery. So they had all the free time they wanted. Even so, they did not spend it to go on holidays. Vacations didn't exist until a few centuries ago. Instead, they worked hard as their slaves, but they did not do any kind of repetitive manual work. For the ancient Greeks, in fact, the only way to find beauty and truth and meaning in life was through creative activities. They were painters, poets, philosophers, musicians, dramaturgists, astrologers, mathematicians, etc. And what is a creative job exactly? Well, for the ancient Greeks, a creative job is something that gives you the feeling of playing, studying, and working at the same time. It is the feeling of an artist when she paints her masterpiece, the feeling of a manager when she guides her team to success. The feeling of a teacher when she inspires her students to greatness, the feeling of a scientist when she discovers something new, and so on. Actually, they don't even know what they are doing exactly. They just follow their vision of excellence, whatever thing they are doing. It's a magical feeling that will make you forget any desire of power, glory, or wealth. It will solve all your problems as you will realize that nothing else really matters beyond finding your true activity. You will become one and the same with it, and you will live happily ever after, as in fairy tales. You may even live in hell, but always feel as in paradise. Without become one and the same with your true activity instead, you might even live in paradise, but feeling as in hell. That's why it is super important to find your true activities. Your second project work might be one of these activities. In this project, in fact, you have inherited the immaterial heritage of all travel citations and motivational quotes that mankind developed along his journey on this planet. You are now their keepers. Your activity is to disseminate them to the world. Last time, we started forming the groups and organizing the TikTok channels in the various languages. In the mortal, you will notice a new table at the bottom of our Google Sheet, a table with all the channels that we are planning to open. We have a total of 19 channels, with more or less 3 channels per group. By just opening 19 channels and posting from 1 to 4 times per day, depending on the number of students of the channels, the algorithm will give you about 4 million visualizations per year. Our long-term objective, as you know, is to reach 1 billion visualizations per year. So we will need to develop also other strategies, but at present, we can focus on running the channels with the same strategy that already demonstrated that it's working well and that will give you a constant number of 4 million visualizations per year, which is a very strong starting point. Do you see now the true power of social media when they are used in the proper way? I invite you to read the slides of Lesson 5 to discover the other activities that we did in class for the second project work. Regarding the first project work instead, next week I am going to ask to the administrator of Dolomites for Beginners to write a post to invite their members to join your online community. Before, we need stopping posting photos and contents taken from the groups of Dolomites from Beginners, as the members of that group might notice that your posts are very similar to theirs. So from now on, do not take your posts from the groups of Dolomites from Beginners. Take them instead from other groups related to the Alps. There are hundreds of them, so choose any group you like and repeat the same exercise you did until now with their posts. Finally, the deadline to take a selfie on the stairs of Bergamo with your group has been anticipated to the 10th of November if you didn't take Do It Already. If you have just arrived to Bergamo, please ask the companions of your group to update you on the two project works. Thank you and have a wonderful week.